God bless each one of you on today. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess Sr., and I have a word of hope for the people of God across the globe. We thank God for those here in the city of Battle Creek, Michigan, Albion, Michigan, and Jackson, Michigan, those that are in the several correctional facilities, and those that are part of our online ministry around the world. We thank God for you, and of course, we thank God for our wonderful congregation of people that meet at the First Pentecostal Family Worship Center, 4720 Beckley Road in Battle Creek, Michigan. They are the ones that help us to get this message out across the globe, and we're so very, very grateful and thankful for them. And those that are part of our outreach ministry, thank you for being a part of this great outreach ministry. Today, I just want to share something that's on my heart, and I wanted to make sure that I got this word out real soon. In the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1 and verse 4, just going to give you a portion of this: exceeding great and precious promises. The book of Hebrews, the 13th chapter and verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Last passage of scripture, and I'm going to get busy. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8, the word of our God shall stand forever. Today, I want to just encourage your heart and make sure that you understand the promises of God, standing on the promises of God in a changing generation. Standing on the promises of God in a changing generation. That's where we are. Generations change. Cultures change. They have always changed. They have always shifted. Values drift. They have always drifted. But there are over 7,000 promises estimated of God in a changing generation. Remain unshaken, unbroken, and undefeated because they are unchanging promises. We thank God for the over 7,000 unchanging promises of God that we're facing in a changing generation. We that are part of the kingdom of God, those of us that love the Lord Jesus, we are believers in Jesus Christ. We stand on his word. We do not stand on trends. We do not stand on feelings. We do not stand on culture values. We stand on the unchanging promises of an unchanging God, because a changing generation needs an unchanging God. Every generation faces changes, but this generation is doing more than facing changes. It's facing changes on an acceleration mode. Morals shifting, families shifting, technology shifting, our identity shifts, foundations are shifting across the board. But again, I want everybody to know, but God does not shift. When the world is unstable, the promises of God become the believer's anchor. You must have anchor. Had an old song, be sure, or make sure your anchor holds and grips that solid rock. That solid rock is Jesus. So these 7,000 or more promises of God are our spiritual infrastructure. Peter said, God has given us exceeding great and precious promises. Again, the scholars estimate over 7,000 promises in Scripture. Because the promises of God, they are our protection, our provision, our presence, our power, our peace, our purpose, our perseverance, and we know that we can stand on the promises of our God. The world system builds on opinions, but the church builds on the promises of God, because the promises of God, they outlast every generational shift. The promises of God are stronger than cultural confusion. Culture says truth is fluid. God says Truth is forever, and truth is forever settled. The promises of God are stronger than moral decline. Yes, sin may abound, but the Bible says, but grace much more abounds. So the promises of God are stronger than any family breakdown. The promises of God are, I will restore the years the locust has eaten. The promises of God lets us know that we are stronger than fear and anxiety because we have the promises of God. This current generation is very anxious, but the promises of God says, I will keep them in perfect peace. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. So the promises of God are stronger than any type of spiritual attack. God told us, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And the promises of God are stronger than the generation that we're living in right now. This generation says everything is changing. Nothing is certain. Truth is relative. Hope is faded. That's what this current generation believes. But the promises of God says, my word shall not pass away. I am the Lord, and I change not. That's what God's word, that's what the promises said. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will stand. There are many generations and generational changes. God does not change. Paul warned of the spirit of this age as a cultural current that's pulling people away from God. But the promises of God, it's able to break any type of confusion, any type of bondage, any type of generational curses, any type of spiritual blindness. If you have the promises of God, it will break those things. The spirit of the age is loud, but the promises of God are even louder. Promises of God are spiritual warfare promises. You do know we're in spiritual warfare, but we have some promises to stand on during this season of spiritual warfare. The promises of God are the bridge between the various generations, from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob, from Moses to Joshua, from David to Solomon, from Paul to Timothy. These are the generational bridges that God has given us, these promises that cross over these generational bridges. The promises of God are generational. They do not expire. They do not weaken. They don't age. They don't diminish. What God promised our grandparents and our great-grandparents, God can fulfill in our grandchildren. How to stand on the promises in a changing generation? You stand on the promises in a generation by remembering God's word, declaring the promises, praying the promises, walking in obedience, refusing cultural compromise, holding fast without wavering. We have to stand on the promises of God. Standing is not something that you passively do. Standing is warfare. We are the generation that must stand on the promises of our forefathers and the promises of God. And if you want to be a believer who stands when others fall, if you want to be a parent who anchors your home, if you want to be a pastor who leads with conviction, and if you want to be a young person who refuses to drift, then you got to pray, Lord, plant my feet on your promises. Anchor my heart in your word. Strengthen my faith for this current generation, and let the promises be my foundation. I want to declare today over this generation, you shall not be shaken. You shall not be deceived. You shall not be swept away. You shall not bow to culture. You shall not lose your identity. You shall not abandon the faith, because the over 7,000 promises of God are stronger than the 10,000 changes of this world. And the God who made the promises is the God who keeps the promises. Well, God bless you on today. I just wanted to share that with you, let you know that we are standing on the unchanging, unshakable, unrevocable promises of our God. Yes, we have the promises of God at our disposal. All we have to do is reach into our spiritual arsenal and grab some promises from God. I thank God for you on today. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord smile upon you as we move forward in our spiritual warfare and standing on the promises of our God. God God bless.